It's World Iron Awareness Week, and a survey from an online quiz titled Could You Be Low in Iron has produced some worrying results. It shows a large number of New Zealanders are suffering from iron deficiency symptoms. I spoke to the head of nutrition at Beef and Lamb New Zealand, Regina Whippich, about what the implications of the survey are and how we can check our iron deficiency levels. I began by asking her whether the results of the survey came as a surprise. So the survey's results could be indicative of a large number of New Zealanders living with undiagnosed iron deficiency. Did this come as a surprise to you?
Not really, because we don't really know how many New Zealanders are out there living with undiagnosed iron deficiency. But just a bit of background to the quiz. It was created and titled, Could You Be Low in Iron? It's a New Zealand quiz, and it goes through the signs and symptoms of iron deficiency. And we had about 37,000 global responses to the quiz. And so the quiz results revealed that about 62% of respondents state that they struggle to get out of bed in the morning. About 42% said that they feel weak and dizzy all the time. And over half saying that they were breathless when they went up a flight of stairs. Now, these results didn't come as too much of a surprise because globally we know that iron deficiency is one of the most widespread micronutrient deficiencies. It affects about 30% of the world's population, especially women and children. Now, these quiz results, it's an interactive, engaging quiz, so they're simply a toe-in-the-water insight into how people are feeling. And we can't draw any conclusions that respondents are suffering from iron deficiency. But it does give reason for World Iron Awareness Week, where we raise awareness of those signs and symptoms with New Zealanders.
Now, some of the signs of iron deficiency, like fatigue and tiredness, are quite common, and so they could be easily dismissed. At what point should someone experiencing the symptoms or one of these symptoms be concerned and actually seek the help of a health professional?
Sure. At the end of the quiz, when people do take it, it does tell you to sort of head along to your GP and get a blood test. If you've got any health concerns or you've got any of the signs and symptoms of iron deficiency, the only way you can ascertain if you have low iron stores is to get a blood test. So really important that you head along to your doctor and only take iron supplements on the recommendation, on medical advice, really.
It's often said that women are more likely to have these symptoms of iron deficiency and for them to go unnoticed. Is this true for women in Aotearoa?
I think we're safe to say that sometimes we put down and attribute our busy lifestyles to and all the signs and symptoms of iron deficiency to our busy lifestyles. You know, the signs and symptoms such as feeling tired, being grumpy or irritable, feeling weak, getting headaches, we kind of think it's all due to the fact that we're stressed or busy. Imagine if you're a full-time student, you're juggling attending uni, getting your assignments done, maybe holding down a part-time job, and you're struggling to fit in good sleep, nutrition and exercise. It's really easy to attribute those symptoms to just a stressful life. But the fatigue and tiredness that you feel from iron deficiency is just draining. It's just like the life has been sucked out of you.
For those low on iron who also limit their intake of meat, what iron-rich plant-based foods would you recommend including in the diet?
Legumes and pulses such as chickpeas and beans and lentils. Tofu is another really good source, as is nuts and seeds and dried fruit. Leafy greens, spinach, kale, silver beet, bread, and it's usually the quantity of bread, not that bread's a good source of iron, but bread does supply some marmite and fortified cereals. Those are awesome plant foods. It's really important to note, though, that plant foods contain non-heme iron, and that's less well absorbed than the heme iron from animal foods such as beef, lamb, pork, fish, and seafood as well. There are some tips to maximise that non-heme iron absorption, and that's to include vitamin C-rich foods with your meal, such as capsicum, tomatoes, a piece of fruit after your meal, and also the tannins in tea and to a certain extent coffee can reduce the absorption of iron from your meals. So important to to leave your tea and coffee for between meals rather than with meals. And the other thing I'd say is if you are having a predominantly plant-based diet, that you are aware of those signs and symptoms of iron deficiency and monitor your health.
This week is World Iron Awareness Week, as you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. What will this involve, and how can we take this opportunity to check if we're at risk of iron deficiency? I know there's the quiz, but are there other ways too?
Absolutely. We've got a whole bunch of supporters of Iron Week who will be sharing lots of information about iron and iron-rich recipes. So there's an Iron Week website, ironweek.co.nz, where you can go to take the quiz. But there's recipes on there from all our different supporters that you can take. And also just to sort of learn those signs and symptoms, learn how to have an iron-rich diet, because you want to keep your tanks full of iron. You don't want to get iron deficient or have iron deficiency anemia. As students especially, you want to make sure that you're top of your game for your study and your exams and having a...
What are the long-term health implications of having iron deficiency and it going undiagnosed for so long?
Oh, it's really going to impact on your life. So there are different stages of iron depletion. So we start with that full tank. So, you know, you've got a good diet, your iron stores are all full and you're functioning just fine. Then the next stage is your iron levels start depleting and they start getting lower. This can often be addressed with a good iron-rich diet to build up those stores again. But the next stage is iron deficiency. So your iron tanks are really getting quite empty now. You've got no stores and you'll start noticing some of those signs and symptoms. So you're not going to be able to exercise properly. You're going to get short of breath. Concentration's going to go because you're not getting enough oxygen around your body, including to your brain. You're going to get headaches. You're going to be irritable and grumpy. You might get sick often. Those are all signs of having iron deficiency. And then finally, the last stage is iron deficiency anemia. And you'll probably be experiencing most of the signs of iron deficiency. And your doctor and or hospital will have different ways to address those different stages of iron depletion.